Want to talk about Toronto tonight?
Yeah. I think they're, you know, one of the best teams in the East. I loved them last year. I think they've been banged up. Obviously, Garbajosa is a heck of a player. They played without some of their other guys. TJ's situation is, you know, obviously very serious, and it's not his first injury again this year. But they're one of the two best pick-and-roll teams, I think, in the league from an execution standpoint. And they run more of them. The only team that's even close in terms of number of pick and rolls is Phoenix. They have, when they're both healthy, they have two excellent point guards. Right now it's Jose, but I mean, Jose's a very, very good player. The team is put together very well in terms of what they're trying to do. They have two point guards who are really good penetrating and passing the ball. They have good three-point shooters. They don't take a ton, but they take 18s. I mean, I don't know where it's probably above middle. Mm-hmm. They shoot a lot of threes. They shoot a very high percentage. And they got, you know, one of the best bigs in the league. Certainly one of the best mobile bigs. He's one of the best bigs in the league. But in terms of, he's a tough cover because he can shoot out to about 17 or 18 feet. He's very, very good on the dribble in ISO situations. And he's good enough to score inside because he's got that little lefty jump hook. And so, I mean, he's really a complete big. I love Chris since he's come in the league. He's been, I knew him a little bit at Georgia Tech, but I mean, he's the real deal. I think he's excellent. And I think they're underrated defensively. I mean, that's what Sam was. And as much as everybody talks about their offensive philosophy and all that, it's true. They're very, very good. I think they're better defensively than people give them credit for. Rasho, in particular, when he's on the floor, helps that. And they're a long team. They have a lot of length. I think they're a good team. I know they're, I don't know where they sit in the standings right now, but I think before the year's out, they'll be, I think they're going to be up high. I think they'll be in the mix in the playoffs. I think they're a very good team.